This is Tracy.
And this is Sheila, and we are Spy Fat Chicks.
And this is the post-Christmas, you have spent every last penny you own, pennies you don't own, and now you're broke episode. We didn't do that, but we've definitely been in that situation before. So this is the ramen episode.
This is the Canadian grocery store edition. We might actually do other ramen episodes. An American edition, we can go to the Chinese grocery store and find some other ones as well to test out. And this isn't a blind taste test because I'm pretty much expecting that it's not going to be as good as if we went to a restaurant and ordered fresh ramen. So this is the as good as you can get at home. So it's not a blind taste.
Anybody who has been to college has eaten ramen. Anybody who's been out on their own and been broke or decided to blow their grocery budget on something they really wanted has eaten ramen. It's a common phrase for Sheila and I to say, man, I would eat ramen for a week to be able to buy that.
Yeah.
Because it's a cheap food. The packets can go anywhere from 10 to 25 cents. The cups go anywhere from 50 cents to $1.50, depending where you get them. Mm-hmm. It's a filling meal. It is horrible for you. Instant ramen is about the worst food you can possibly eat. It's full of fat and full of sodium.
Actually, it's not full of fat. From what I saw online, there's a misconception that it is.
No, it is full of fat.
Oh, it is?
These are full of fat. The fresh stuff isn't.
Okay.
The instant stuff is totally full of fat.
Okay.
As I'm looking at the nutritional guides on these, I'm like, no, 7 grams of saturated fat for one tiny little cup is pretty bad.
So this is basically like hardtack for landlubbers.
Yes,
it can get you through and you probably shouldn't live off of it forever, but
yes,
temporarily you're fine.
So we're at home right now. We have the dog here. You may hear some snorting because he's going to beg ramen off of us. We have to get his dish for him and maybe have him taste test and tell us what he thinks. So we have 3 cups, 2 packet ramens, and a bowl ramen. We tried to get a little bit of everything they had at the store. We went to No Frills for this. We wanted to kind of keep it all in one store to give a good sampling, because No Frills is everywhere in Canada.
Yeah.
And No Frills is the discount version of Loblaws.
Yeah.
So there's a Loblaws version, too. So apparently we're starting with one of the packet ones.
Well, I was going to give some to the critter. Well, anyway.
So this one we're starting with is Sapporo Ichiban Beef.
Oh, and they're all beef, so that way they're similar. We're not comparing
beef to chicken to shrimp. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, we decided to pick beef because I really like beef, and we could find beef in all the varieties they had there. So,
yeah.
This one, the color, it looks kind of, I don't know. It did absorb a lot of the water. This is one of the ones you had to cook on the stove for like 3 minutes.
Okay.
You throw your seasoning packet into it, and you're done. The longer it sits there, the more it sucks up the flavor in the water. I don't know. Let's taste it. See how it is.
The noodles are kind of mushy, but I don't know if it's us because we just left it for a while.
No. As soon as it came out, I tasted it, and the noodles were mushy then, and I didn't overcook it.
Okay.
So, it tastes okay.
Yeah.
Kind of salty. Not too salty. I've had worse. A little beefy.
A little bit beefy.
Yeah. This is one, I think, the back of the packet said you can spice it up by throwing egg and stuff in it and green onion.
Yeah. Which, if you're not totally mm-hmm. broke, ramen is a good way to kind of just have a base and then, like, throw some extra stuff in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can just throw out the seasoning packet, cook up the noodle part, and then drain your noodles in a frying pan with a little bit of oil and egg and some mm-hmm. whatever veggies you have laying around. Make a really good noodle stir fry that way, too. So this is edible. I don't think you can jump up and down and buy it, but
no.
It's edible. So now Sheila's being all highfalutin, and she's cleansing her palate with some pickled ginger between rounds. I'm just going to drink some Fresca. The dog enjoyed the Ichiban Sapporo.
Okay.
He has devoured it, so it is good enough for Velcro.
Yes.
The next one is... Let me grab the packet here. Nissan.
Okay.
There's a story behind this.
Nissan is, and it's not Nissan like the car company, it's Nissan.
N-I-S-S-I-N.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I's in Japanese are always pronounced E. The guy that invented this is the head of the Nissan company. Instant ramen was invented in 1958. Before that, the Japanese soldiers came home from World War II with a taste for it, for Chinese, because ramen is originally a Chinese dish, and it's been Japanified, which is where you get the instant noodles from. So let me go ahead and try some of this.
This is the originals, I guess. Let's see. Let me grab another chopstick full here. That's a little better.
I can taste more spices in this one.
Mm-hmm. Now this one actually
has like a little bit more flavor.
Mm-hmm. This one came with a new spice pack. I'm sorry, a base pack and like a little oil pack. And a lot of different ramen, instant ramens, when you buy them, the good ones do come with multiple little packets for you to mix in. Some of them have oils in them. Some of the oils are kind of spicy. They're really good though. This isn't bad. I would buy this again.
Yeah.
If I wanted a noodle packet or something fast and cheap.
Yeah.
Let's see what Velcro thinks. The noodles are a touch more firmer, too, I think.
Yeah, the noodles have a little bit better texture on that one.
In fact, you can see the difference putting them side by side. They've both been sitting here the same amount of time between the Sapporo and the other ones. Let me get a picture of that.
This one hasn't soaked up nearly as much of the liquid as the other one has.
Mm-hmm. It's kept its texture much better. That's really good. So far, for the two packets, I would rate the Nissan higher than the Sapporo.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah.
It reminded me of the one brand in the States that's all over the place. It's not very good, too. It does. The one I used to eat in college all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Maruchan or something like that. You know which one I'm talking about. Yeah.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to get another chopstick full of that.
Yeah, reading with chopsticks. At the one place we used to work, Teletech, we'd always bring cups of ramen to work for lunch. And we'd just be sitting there shoveling it in with our chopsticks. And people were like, isn't it just easier to use a fork? And I'm like, no. This is designed to eat that. A fork really isn't.
All right, so
let me cleanse my palate.
Oh, Velcro enjoyed the Nissan, too. He's devoured it. In fact, he has ramen on his nose right now. He's probably excited. He never gets to do anything with the podcast. Come here, buddy.
The next one we're going to rate is a cup, and this is also from Nissan.
It's cup noodles. Beef flavor. This one just came with a base packet. Nothing special with it.
This is the one we actually used to take all the work all the time,
mm-hmm.
Didn't we?
Yeah.
At least it looks really familiar.
Yeah. This is the one we ate all the
time. This one's got like corn and peas in it.
Now, the meat in these aren't usually meat. It's like a textured soy protein. I used to pick them out.
I ate them. I don't care. Noodles aren't bad.
Mm-mm.
They're kind of flat. Like, they're curly style.
Mm-hmm.
But they look a little bit more like a little ribbon. Mm-hmm. Whereas the ones from
the packet.
From their packet are more round.
Kept its texture as well as the packet ones, but I actually think I like the texture of the packet ones a little bit better.
Yeah, me too.
And the packet one had a little more flavor, too. This has almost like a flat flavor as well as a flat noodle.
Yeah.
When you first said flat, I thought you were talking about the flavor. Oh, let's do the Velcro test. Let's see if the dog will turn this down.
I don't think that's going to happen to any of these.
No, it's gone.
Okay.
So that's not bad for the cup
one, good.
You know? It's the one we used to eat every day, though. Now, the next one up here... cup ones.
This is the no-name beef flavor oriental noodles and soup mix.
This is the I am so broke, this is all I can afford. Though if you're really broke, you're going for the packet ones because they're cheaper than the cups.
Yeah.
Well, it's holding its shape rather well.
I wish I would have had the camera ready. Tracy made a face.
Oh.
Was that an abomination?
It's not very good.
It's not very good?
Mm-mm.
We don't like to criticize, give negative reviews. We just say it's not very good.
No, she was like sniffing it hesitantly before she slurps it down. I don't know. It's tasteless.
I would say it doesn't really taste like anything.
No, it doesn't. It just tastes like pasty noodles. I tasted corn, I think, the first bite from the corn. See, you're dedicated. You take a second bite. I'm not nearly as dedicated as Sheila is.
No, it really doesn't taste like anything.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, so it's not offensive, but it doesn't really have any flavor.
No, I wouldn't buy that again, actually. I can't believe there's such a difference between the cup noodles and the no-name, but... because usually no-name stuff's okay.
Yeah.
So that is sans nom and sans flavor.
Indeed.
Let's move that back out of the way.
Boo, you fail.
Yes. Now, okay. This one is by Nongshim. It's a beef one. Now, this one, I am really impressed right now that it came with these weird little dehydrated things in it. I think it might be egg or something. It looks like almost like a bit of radish, maybe. We took a picture of it when we first opened it because it looked so pretty.
Yeah.
And the broth in it is almost pale. And it came with like little beefy flakes in it that are mixed in. It is a beef flavor. It smells beefy. It just doesn't have the dye in it, I guess. So let's see if this is any better than the sans flavor.
Mm. It's got like little bits of seaweed in it, it looks like. It smells really good.
Mm. A slippery texture. The texture in the packet from Nissan is better. I mean, this has a pretty good flavor. I'm going to grab one of those little...
goodness.
It's like attacking Sheila as she's trying to eat it. I'm going to grab one of those little radishy-looking bits and taste it and see what it is.
This one has a little bit more garlic in it, I think.
Yeah, this has a little more
flavor. It's got a good flavor.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to taste the broth, too, on this one. I should probably taste the broth in all of them. This isn't... oh, I don't know what that is, but it's not very good. I just tasted one of those little flat, radishy-looking things, and it's not what I thought it was, but the broth is... wow.
Delicious and awesome?
Yeah. We should go back and taste all the broths. Let's finish all the noodles and go back and do all the broths.
That's really good.
Yeah. Dang, I could eat that.
think it has a load of MSG in it, though, but it tastes really good.
I'm sure they're all full of things that are very bad. Wow, it's very bad for you. But not as bad as the other ones, I think. Only 8 grams of saturated fat. It's 40% of what you're supposed to have in a day.
Okay.
The last one is the Mr. Noodles Kimchi Simulated Beef Flavor. It actually says simulated beef flavor on it. That's awesome. This is a big old bowl. A serving size is only half a bowl, whereas the cups, the serving size is the whole cup.
Right. So this is something you should probably split with somebody, but if you're a big, burly football player, you're probably just going to eat the whole thing.
Well, if it's all you're eating for lunch, it's about a lunch-size serving.
Right.
But if you're going to, you could cook it as a side dish, I think.
I just like to point out that the beef broth in that is actually like a mahogany. It's like a real dark color. Whereas the other beef broths are kind of more of like a lighter caramel color.
Well, even the noodle texture on this is firm. It reminds me more of the noodles I had in China.
Okay.
Because I used to eat a lot of instant noodles, and the texture, the noodle looks like that. The broth looks like it. This had two different packets of stuff to throw in.
Yeah.
Like I used to get in the other noodles. So let me get a big old mouthful here. Wow, these look really good. Smells good.
You look excited.
I'm excited because these smell good.
In noodle etiquette, slurp your heart out, right? As far as Asians go. There's a contented sigh.
Those are really good. They're spicy. Be careful.
Wow.
Oh, here.
Almost has like a roast beef flavor.
Yeah. For those who were curious, too, Velcro did enjoy the no-name ones. He's the only one of the three of us who did. Though he's actually turning his nose up at the Nong Shim. Eat your noodles. Maybe he's getting full.
Maybe.
Oh, there we go. Slurping away now. You want to save some for me there? Sheila has stolen the bowl. Is hoarding it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I like that. So, before these completely congeal and there's no broth left, let's taste the broth in the packets from the packet noodles. So the first broth we will sample. Let's do the Sapporo because the broth is disappearing quickly.
Yeah. And Tracy makes a face.
Oh. It has a funny taste to it, like a chemical.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we should eat the rest of that. I think we should throw that out.
Okay, so
It has like a plasticky chemical taste to it.
Yeah. Oh, and I'd just like to point out that this is Sapporo, like S-A-P-P-O-R-O.
Not like the beer.
S-O-P-P-O-R-O. I don't know about that.
No.
I don't like it.
Not one bit.
Now, the Neeson.
This is the Neeson packet that we're testing the broth on.
It's pretty good.
And let's see here. Oh, that's decent.
Yeah,
it's a little salty, a little beefy.
Yeah, but it's pretty good.
It has some other flavors in it that my palate isn't nearly as discerning enough to be able to tell, but that's pretty darn tasty. Cleanse your palate. As Sheila scarfs down some more pickled ginger there. All right, so next up, we're going to test the
cup noodles.
The cup noodle broth.
Cuidado, caliente!
There's Spanish on that?
Yeah, for some reason.
That's rare. Usually up in Canada, everything is French and English, and that's it on it. If it has more than French and English, it's usually like 5 or 6 languages then.
The broth is pretty good on this. That's the Neeson cup noodle.
Mm-hmm. It's really salty.
Yeah.
Actually, of all of them, I think that this one's the saltiest so far. It tastes beefy.
Yeah.
I know we don't want to do it now, but we have to taste it.
Listeners, we love you. We love you so much.
I don't want to drink it. While Sheila's working up the courage to drink the no-name broth, I just want to let people know that Velcro's not getting the kimchi noodles. They're a little too spicy for him. We don't want to put him through that, but he has enjoyed all of the noodles on the table. So if nothing else, your dogs will eat these.
I think the broth actually tastes better than the noodles.
That's strange.
To be honest. The broth is okay.
Okay, the noodles are so bad that the broth tastes good by comparison. But to be honest, the broth doesn't taste very good either.
Right.
It's still kind of flat. And
yeah. It's like it needs something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what.
Maybe they didn't add the MSG to these ones. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's probably what makes all of these taste good. Now, this is the Nong Shim one that we said the broth was really light colored on it. Oh, that's salty.
Ah,
oh.
Get your nitro ready.
It's
salty. Like a big cup of Gatorade.
Yeah. All I taste is salt.
No, I taste garlic.
You taste garlic in there? I'm just so hit by the salt, I don't taste anything else. I'm going to need a piece of that ginger. How sad is that? So. The noodles are really good, but the broth by itself is a touch bit much. Okay, and here we go. The one that I've loved so far. The kimchi one by... This is what I get by Mr. Noodle, no less.
Contented sigh.
That's really not bad. It's spicy. It's a little oily because it had a oil
thing in it, too. Yeah, had an oil packet with it.
I think it did. Though it had oily stuff in it, but...
Trying to place what this smells like.
Tasty?
Mm-hmm.
It smells like tasty. I don't know, there's something in there, I don't know what it is.
It's like fennel or something.
Cilantro, maybe?
Maybe.
cabbage, because it's kimchi flavored. There's cabbage, yeah. Chives, salt, chili powder.
Maybe it's the kimchi that I'm tasting. I've never actually had kimchi before.
I think that's
so I can't really identify it.
I think it's the cabbage and the chive combination that you're tasting.
Mm.
And there's kimchi powder in it too. There is MSG. In fact, let's see which ones don't have MSG.
None. Except for the no name one.
Oh, good lord. That one has it. Can you check the Nissan? All three, four, five, all six of these have monosodium glutamate in them. So if your body does not play well with monosodium glutamate, and I know some people have problems with it, like I have problems with a lot of high fructose corn syrup, you will not be able to eat any of these.
But you probably already knew that by now.
Yeah.
You don't need us to tell you that.
If it comes in a cup and it has little Chinese characters on it, you probably know it's not for you. So if we break it down into two categories, the cup bowl style and the packet style, I liked the Nissan packet better than the Sephora.
Yeah. Definitely.
It had a better texture. The base tasted better. It didn't taste like chemicals. It wasn't too salty. I would eat that again. The Sapporo, I wouldn't ever buy that again. That was horrible.
I was really surprised because...
It was almost inedible.
Right. Well, I guess that's like someone calling, discount hot dogs Bavarians or something.
Nathan's discount hot dogs.
Nathan's, like, changing one character. Because Sapporo-style ramen is supposed to be really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, they probably were sued by Sapporo, which is why they had to change the name. Do it with an A instead of with an O.
No.
Where was that made, anyway? I'm guessing China, but I could be wrong.
Made in USA, printed in Japan.
Okay.
It's from the Sanyo Food Corps. That may be why. It's made for the U.S.
I guess.
I wonder if it's tastes different if you buy the packets in Japan.
I imagine.
Because I even noticed some of the noodles I had in China tasted different over here, so.
Yeah.
Now the cup ones, what was your favorite? I know which one's mine, but it might be different.
I'd say the,
Nongshim?
Yeah, the Nongshim. Followed closely by the Nissin cup noodles.
Hmm.
Those are pretty good, too. What's your favorite?
I'm sorry. My mouth was full eating it, so I couldn't tell you.
Nom, nom, nom.
The Mr. Noodle Kimchi.
Great.
This reminds me...
Oh, I thought you meant only the cups. Like,
four of them.
Of all four of them, yeah.
All the package self-contained units. Okay, of all the package self-contained units, I think the kimchi by Mr. Noodles was the favorite, the beefy kimchi. If I only had to choose from the cups, I actually think I would take the cup noodles. Because I didn't like the broth in the Nongshim.
Yeah.
The noodles themselves are very tasty in the Nongshim. It had a lot going on. But
right.
I usually drink the broth. I know you don't usually drink it.
Yeah.
And that would set me... That would put me off.
Gross you off.
Yeah.
Gross you out.
Yes.
Not gross you off.
So I wouldn't enjoy that. The no-name, I wouldn't... I don't really want to feed that to Velcro.
Yeah.
Though he seemed to love it.
Nom nom nom.
Turned his nose up at the Nongshim. But
it might have been too spicy for him.
The texture of the
kimchi. He doesn't like spicy stuff.
Now, of all six of them total,
yeah,
the Mr. Noodle Kimchi was the best. The texture is great. It's not
the
too
flavor's
salty.
Awesome.
It has awesome flavor. Granted, because it's a little spicy, it has more flavor.
Mm.
But even without that, it has great flavor. If you can set that aside.
Sure. Did you have anything else you wanted to discuss?
Yes.
And maybe pass that over to me?
But I want one more bite before you finish it. Now we're going to fight over the Mr. Noodles kimchi bowl.
That was really good.
Might pick a few of those up for the pantry.
Yeah.
Okay. What I wanted to talk about while Sheila's finishing off my favorite bowl of noodles there is you don't just have to crack open the packet of noodles and cook them and eat them as is. In fact, they're pretty darn plain. There are things you can do with them. There's actually a cookbook out there, and this was like a big thing a couple years ago, about 3-4 years ago, I think. No, closer to 4 or 5 now.
Yeah.
They had a series of books out called 101 Things to Do With, and then Insert an Ingredient. One was 101 Things to Do With
Cake Mix. Which is kind of neat.
Which was kind of cool, yeah. I mean, 101 Things to Do With a Slow Cooker, 101 Things to Do With Barbecue, 101 Things to Do With a Potato. And they did 101 Things to Do With Ramen Noodles. I think that year, everybody who had a kid in college went out and bought a copy for them.
Yeah.
Was this the one my sister gave us? I wasn't sure if Michelle gave it to us or not, because I know she was giving us, like, quirky cookbooks every once in a while.
Well, maybe she would give that to us.
I think she gave this one to us. Because we got one of these for somebody else, but it wasn't the ramen, it was the cake mix.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of real silly recipes in here. But some of these are actually pretty good. And the bases are just packets of ramen noodles with any seasonings. And it's not just, you know, let's put some egg in with it. Like we said before, you can fry up an egg and have, like, egg fried noodles. They have things like, okay, this one might be kind of gross, but cheesy ranch ramen. Parmesan noodles. Creamy Alfredo noodles. Mexican casserole.
Hmm.
That actually sounds good. Garlic shrimp and veggies. Creamy mushroom ramen soup, where you mix the ramen noodles with cream of mushroom soup. With some shrimp, too.
Hmm.
rats and noodles, you know, slice up some bratwurst into your noodles kind of deal.
Hmm.
So it's kind of neat that if you're a college student and mom sends you to school with a case of ramen, you don't have to eat them just as is. If you have a kitchen, maybe you can spruce them up.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat that somebody sat down and came up with 101 recipes you could do with ramen noodle packets.
Yeah.
So, you know, what was the one?
I mean, even if you only use them for the noodles, they're still one of the cheapest foods you can buy.
Yeah. There was one in here that kind of freaked me out a little. Oh, yeah, the chocolate ones. Chocolate
I don't know, but all that.
Do not break noodles. Put blocks of noodles in a lightly greased 8x8-inch pan. Cover with layers of chocolate chips and marshmallows. Heat in warm oven until marshmallows and chocolate chips are melted. Layer remaining ingredients over top and refrigerate. It has coconut and chopped walnuts in it. When cold, cut into bars. Make 6 to 8 servings. If you can find 6 to 8 people to eat that.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Creepy. I don't know about all that.
I don't know about that. I knew people in college who would just crack open raw ramen, though, and eat it as is, so.
Yeah.
So.
Do you have anything else you want to add?
I hope everybody enjoyed the episode. It's a little different for us. We just thought it was appropriate with the post-holiday season and everybody saying, oh, we're broke. You know, instead of going out to eat, go get a bunch of ramen and have fun with it. Don't eat the Sapporo. They're disgusting. Stay away from the no-name noodles.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have anything else you wanted to add about ramen in general? I love the stuff. I ate it so much in college. I still have a warm spot for it in my heart from China because I ate a lot of it in China, too. It was one of the few foods we could cook in our apartments easily. So, good stuff out there.
Yeah. This is just the Asiatic obsession that we have. Because every culture has a starch. And in Japan, Korea, China, it's rice or noodles. They don't really have bread. When you get to the more Western and European, then you ended up being able to have bread.
Yeah. We have steamed buns and the like, but this was a quick, easy starch to do as well.
Yeah.
So we will probably do other editions of this with different types of noodles. I'd love to go just traipsing through the one Chinese grocery store in Pacific Mall.
Yeah.
And come back with some good Chinese ones or Korean or whatever we find
mm-hmm.
to try out. There's some neat brands on there, and I know people who walk into Chinese grocery stores are very intimidated because stuff's not really in English all the time.
Yeah, you're blindsided. It's like if you've ever seen the Western version of The Grudge,
yeah,
where she's living in Japan with her husband, and she doesn't really... It's very overwhelming
mm-hmm.
if you don't read, and most people... I mean, I can read some Romaji, which is the Japanese in the regular alphabet, but I can't read any of the kanji,
mm-hmm.
and I imagine you were the same. I mean, you pick up some here and there, but it's a very, very alien
language.
And intimidating.
It's,
yeah,
the
language.
Entire culture is intimidating, and there's some great food in the store, but most people don't know what to even begin to try.
Right.
And God forbid you try something you like, and you don't know how to ask where it is again.
Right.
Or you're afraid to. So I'd love to do a more ethnic version of this with some other noodles so people at least have a guide.
Yeah.
Because it's fun and noodles are tasty and they're a cheap meal and they're great to take to the office. You can keep an emergency bowl in your lower drawer.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the really good ones come with little forks in them so you don't even have to have silverware with them.
Yeah.
Which none of these came with the utensils, but some of them do come with it.
Yeah.
But I'm good. You have anything else to
add? Pretty much it. It was a short to the point episode, but I really like trailblazing through especially Asian cuisine, but other ethnicities, and checking things out, passing on any information and opinions that we find so that people want to try it.
And I think this is Velcro's most favorite episode yet.
Because he got fed a lot of noodles.
Ramen. The dog's going to sleep in a noodle coma now. So this is Tracy.
And this is Sheila, and we are Spy Fat Chicks. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed the Spy Fat Chicks podcast. Please add us as a friend on MySpace and or Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter. Please email your comments, questions, or suggestions to zweifatchicks@gmail.com. That's zweifatchicks@gmail.com. Our theme music is Hot Swing by Kevin MacLeod. Our podcasts, like Mr. MacLeod's music, are protected under a Creative Commons attribute copyright. You can make copies of our shows and share them with friends, but please make sure that credit is given. Once again, thank you for tuning in, and we hope you have a great day.